Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We begin our limud of Sefer Achas Yosher, a Musar Sefer composed by Sarah Torah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue the limud through the Shloshim with daily summaries given by different Rebbeim in Yeshiva. If we look at the Hakdama, Reb Chaim tells us that every generation requires new authors to pen Sefer Musar that address the particular nisyonos of the time, and nevertheless he continues to say that he's not actually offering any Musar, he's just quoting the words of Chazal that bring their own power, Lashon Chacham Marpe, to one who reads them and one who studies them. What then did Reb Chaim see as his contribution? So perhaps we can understand between the lines what Reb Chaim is saying is that given his broad knowledge of the entire corpus of Mamorei Chazal, perhaps unparalleled in our generation, the ones that he selected to discuss and to focus on, they were selected with an eye on the particular needs of what our door requires to succeed in Avodas Hashem. And with that, we begin the first chapter. The Perek is a Perek of Emes, and while true that the Perekim are organized by alphabetical order, Emes, Bitul Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Aleph Beis Gimel, and so forth, it should be easy to see when we examine Rav Chaim's words why we give this primacy to the meat of Emes from the very beginning of the chapter, when he notes the Gemara in Shabbos, Chosamo Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Emes, the signature trait, the hallmark of the Ribbono Shel Olam's midos kiviyachol is emes. Our obligation to follow in the ways of Hashem requires us to imitate, to emulate His midos, and therefore this should be at the top of our list of where we focus if it is indeed the chosamo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. On the flip side, the avera of sheker, he quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis Meral, Kol Machu B'Diburo Kilu Oved Avodah Zara, and he continues with Rabbeinu Yonah, who writes in Shaar Tshuva that gam im ein gorim shum hefse the chaver osr l'shaker, the requirement to distance ourselves from sheker. As the Mesil Sesharim points out, midvar sheker tircha, we don't really find that by any other avera in the Torah where it's explicit in the pasuk that we must distance ourselves from that avera. Here Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that even in dvarim shel mabakach, as Reb Twiski has put it, even when it doesn't seem that our sheker will do any damage or cause any injury to another person, the importance of absolute precision and accuracy in all of our words, as the Baal Musar used to practice, even when it comes to providing the time to someone who asks, to give an answer that is precise, is critical in developing and strengthening and maintaining this midah in our behavior. Chaim goes on to quote from the Sefer Chasidim that even when we find permission in halacha to not say the truth, for example, Mutal Shanat Bnei Darkishon, the Gemara says in Yivamas, or the three areas in which the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that Chachamin would bend the truth, Mesechus, Puri, or Kushviza, it is still critical. Ein Lomar Sheker Mamish El Lishna Demashon L'Tzei Ampi Shasheni Yitta B'Zeh. It is still critical for one to avoid an outright lie, but rather they should try to say whatever needs to be said in a manner that can be understood in multiple ways, from different angles, so that the listeners can decide how they understand the statement. But again, to avoid an outright lie is still very important. It's interesting to note another Gemara that he quotes from Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, Omer Aleph, indicating that those who are careful to only speak emes, ein mesim b'lo zmanim, they will not die before their appointed time. Rav Chaim was someone who certainly lived to be zochet arichas yom v'shanim, and his mid of emes was certainly exemplified. It was demonstrated personally in my correspondence with him. I had the schus to write a few dozen letters to Reb Chaim and receive answers from him. And he mentions the Gemara Brachos, Daf Dalid, Amei Lushon Cholomer Ein Yodea, Shem Tizbad V'Teoches. It's important for a person to be in the habit of saying, I don't know, when you don't know, and not to try to answer simply to appear as if you had the answer to all the questions that are asked of you. As much as Reb Chaim was sought out from people across the world for Piske Halacha and Hadracha, it was not uncommon for him to respond to some of my questions, Sarachian. But even more impressive was one response I received from him to a question that was posed to me by a chaver. And Rav Chaim wrote back, Eineni posek, tifne l'morichami shlita. Don't ask me, I'm not a posek. Go ask Rav Yashiv. Already 25 years ago, when the Sefer Isha Yisrael came out, hundreds of Piske Halacha were printed in the back of the Sefer. And so many Sfarim since then have been published, indicating the great value that Klal Yisrael has placed on every word that Rav Chaim has responded to those who question, for those who bring questions to him in areas of halacha. Nevertheless, he didn't see himself as a posek, and when he didn't feel comfortable giving an answer to the question, he didn't. One final nekuda, very relevant to Reb Chaim himself. On Amud Vav, Reb Chaim notes from the Sefer Hasidim, a skula, someone who is very careful not to speak, not even to think sheker, the Ribbono Shel Olam pays him back midah k'neged midah, that his machshavos and his words will be miskayim. Yaakov Avinu, his midah was emes, and we see that when he had no intention of hurting Rachel in any way, but tzaddik goes over Kosh Baruch Hu mekayim. When a tzaddik is extremely careful to make sure that every word that comes out of his mouth is accurate and can be upheld, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that I will do the same for all of your machshavos and all of your diburim to make sure that they are upheld. This is one of the reasons why we go to a tzaddik for a bracha, for tefillah. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, someone who people from all over the world sought out his brachos, certainly appreciated the koach of bracha and of tefillah that he was able to offer Klal Yisrael. And we can be confident that that appreciation most certainly stems from his appreciation for the value and the importance and the critical nature of this midah of emes.